But now that you have been set free from sin, you have become slaves to God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result to eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but for the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Psalm 116:5-6. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the simple-hearted, but I was in great need. He saved me.
Thank you. shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion. When he shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west.
Colossians 1:15-17. For he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is the beginning of all things, and in all things he holds together.
Oh. Romans 10:9-10. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved.
John 13:34-35. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another.
By this, everybody will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Acts 20:24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace.
Yeah.